JFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And the Oscar goes to Philip Seymour Hoffman in Capote.
Wow, I'm in a category of some great, great, great actors. Fantastic actors. And I'm overwhelmed. I'm really overwhelmed. My friends. I'd like to thank Bennett Miller and Danny Futterman, who I love. You know the Van Morrison song, I love, and he keeps repeating it like that. And I'd like to thank Tom Bernard and Michael Barker. Thank you so much. And my mom's name is Marilyn O'Connor, and she's here tonight. And I'd like, if you see her tonight, to congratulate her. Because she brought up four kids alone, and she deserves a congratulations for that. We're at the party, Ma, you know. And she took me to my first play, and she stayed up with me and watched the NCAA Final Four. Her passions became my passions. Be proud, Mom, because I'm proud of you, and we're here tonight, and it's so good. Thank you.
Oh, God!
Bleeding.
That's a good start.
Bleeding. That's all that was.
Congratulations to Seymour Hoffman.
Two men side by side for 20 years.
Oh, God.
No, not this, please.
Philip. Such devotion made.
Very catchy.
Wow. But listen, there ain't nothing broke back.
You have set the tone.
Thought that I should make just that waiting. Very clear.
Here we are.
It's a party without a beer. I love driving home with Don and Mike.
Okay.
They simply make my day more bright.
Say hey.
Bye.
Bye.
Embarrassing.
Bye.
That is so embarrassing. It's very catchy. Really, really is. People are humming it.
That's the anthem for the show.
Yes, not a jingle, not a parody song. It's an anthem.
That's right. Okay, everybody saw the Oscars. We'll talk about the Oscars today.
Mm-hmm. Good.
We've all got some takes on it on the show.
Right.
Sleepy Oscars.
Yes, very.
There was only one highlight for me.
Yeah.
We've got it now. It's my own personal highlight. I'm watching live TV, and I know it's on a 5 to 30-second delay, depending on about how paranoid the network is.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren Bacall gets wheeled out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she is trying to read on a teleprompter, and it's about a minute seven, and it is the longest minute seven of all of our lives.
Yes. I think I'd said to you in the office, it seemed to me that perhaps at some point Ms. Bacall said, I don't need to wear my reading glasses.
Mm-hmm. I was sitting there thinking, at any second, they're going to send Jon Stewart out to help this broad.
To rescue her.
Yeah, this is
painful.
Anyway,
yeah, very.
This is the Oscar moment. Yeah. Oscar loves Lauren Bacall.
Thank you. Born in the 1940s, before the age of television, there was a style of film that audiences really loved.
Yes, honey.
They were black and white, with lots of shadows and low camera angles.
Still doing okay.
Called film noir, it was employed by some of the greatest directors of the time. Orson Welles, Otto Preminger, Billy Wilder, Howard Hawks, and John Huston.
Very good.
Are just a few of the innovators.
Oops.
Who gave us a classic look and feel that was... has influenced filmmakers of every generation.
What?
Their movies were
What?
Were a sharp breakthrough.
Oh, boy.
And break in style as well from the major studio pictures that preceded them.
What, honey?
Their themes of mystery, romance, danger, and cynicism gave us some of the most memorable characters and moments in the history of movies.
Bye!
Wow, yeah, that was tough.
Yeah, I guess, you know, it was a reading deal, right? It was
apparently.
She couldn't read it. She couldn't see it.
Couldn't see the prompter.
I don't know.
Probably too much mascara on her eyes. I don't need my reading glasses. Go away. And when she walked out, she gave that kind of wave that was just like, oh, stop it.
Perhaps too many years.
Yeah. You think just a Phoebe issue?
Yeah.
Good morning.
I believe so. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Pre-show.
Yes, hello. Hi.
Don and Mike Radio Gods.
Howdy.
Let me just say, the major babe of the night had to be Jessica Alba.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, thank you. This is now Captain Obvious calling. Thank you, sir.
He's excited.
Thank you.
And rightly so.
Bye-bye.
I don't know. I'm still with Lily Tomlin for that one.
Yeah.
Always. I mean, if you want to go with Jessica Alba, that's your choice, but I'm saying Lily Tomlin, you know.
Dame Lily.
Dame Lily Tomlin. Man, what a dame. What a broad.
You're the winner there.
Did I win? Did I win right away?
I'm trying to think of anybody
game
else.
Game, set, and match for me with Lily Tomlin. Hard to top. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, hold on. Here is a cheap promotional announcement.
Ah.
Frank wants this read, right?
Yeah, he said please.
Frank Caliendo.
Oh.
Will be on the David Letterman show tonight at 11:35.